This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, April 17th, AD 2024. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A suspected Islamic militant attacked several churchgoers with a knife on Monday at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Sydney, Australia. Police arrested a 16-year-old boy after the stabbing. They're calling it a religiously motivated, quote, terrorist act, end quote. The attack targeted Bishop Mari Emanuel during his sermon. He is now in the hospital, but in stable condition. Local media report, quote, after being stabbed, he put his hand on the attacker and started praying, end quote. In Matthew 5:44, Jesus said, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. On Sunday, 50,000 people joined the March for Life in Warsaw, Poland. It's the largest pro-life event in the country in the last couple decades. One of the organizers said, quote, we want every Polish citizen to have the right to life from conception to natural death. It is not an act of grace that we allow a child to be born. It is their sacred right, end quote. Poland has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe, but the government is considering legislation to allow the murder of unborn babies up to 12 weeks of pregnancy. In the United States, the City Council of Munster, Texas, unanimously passed an ordinance outlawing abortion, declaring Munster a safe haven for the unborn. It's the 52nd city in Texas and the 69th in America to pass such an ordinance. Kenneth Bershank, a local resident, circulated a petition for the ordinance. He said, quote, even though Texas has outlawed abortion at the state level, that does not mean our work is finished. There is still work to be done at every level of government, city, county, state, and federal, end quote. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court temporarily allowed Idaho to enforce its Vulnerable Child Protection Act. The law protects children from transgender drugs and surgeries. This allows the law to be in effect while legal proceedings against it continue. Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador said, quote, those suffering from gender dysphoria deserve love, support, and medical care rooted in biological reality. Denying the basic truth that boys and girls are biologically different hurts our kids, end quote. The American Bible Society released the first part of its State of the Bible USA 2024 report. Only 38% of U.S. adults use the Bible at least 3 to 4 times a year, down from 50% in 2021. However, Bible usage is growing among young people. 21% of Gen Z report their Bible reading increased compared to last year, the highest of any generation. Also, 54% of Gen Zers say the Bible has transformed their lives, up from 50% in 2023. In 2 Timothy 3:15, the Apostle Paul wrote, from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Homicides increased in major U.S. cities during the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the homicide rate is down 20% across over 200 cities now. Areas with large decreases in homicides include Philadelphia, New York City, Washington, D.C., and Detroit. Some cities did see an increase in homicides, like Los Angeles, Atlanta, Birmingham, and Charlotte. New data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia shows credit card delinquency reached the highest rate on record. At the end of last year, a record 3.5% of credit card balances were over 30 days past due. The number of balances that were 60 and 90 days past due also increased. Plus, the percentage of account holders making just the minimum payment increased to nearly 11%. And finally, professional golfer Scottie Scheffler won the Masters tournament over the weekend. He's been ranked the number one golfer in the world since March 2022. He won the Masters for the first time that year. Scheffler is also an outspoken Christian. Listen to his comments after the tournament.
I believe that today's plans were already laid out many years ago, and I could do nothing to mess up those plans. You know, I've been given a gift of this talent, and I use it for God's glory. At the end of the day, like I said, my identity's secure already. I get to come out here and compete, have fun, enjoy it, and then at the end of the day, win or lose, my identity's secure.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 17th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.